it's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
Right now, I want to get to, because I want to include you guys. There was a segment about me.
Oh my goodness.
This next segment's going to be about you. It's called Tee It Up. So I want you
minutes.
To take a topic.
We got 2 minutes apiece.
I want you to take a topic that you're fired up about. I want you to tee it up, and then I want you to hit it off the tee. So, who do you want? Who wants to start? Thomas.
I'll start.
So, please introduce your topic, right, and then tee it up and get it off, all right? So,
what do we got? I'm teeing it up about my New York Knicks. I'm coming for you, Derrick Rose and Phil Jackson. This is ridiculous. Derrick Rose, you decide to miss a game, not show up a whole night, do not even contact the organization where you're going. This whole organization is a mess. Phil Jackson has brought the circus back to New York City, and it is time for him to go. It is time for Derrick Rose to go. It is time for Phil Jackson to go. It is time for, as much as it pains me to say, Carmelo Anthony to go. The only person who should be staying is Kristaps Porzingis. Build around him. You have a first-round pick coming up this year. It is time to refresh and get some fresh faces in New York. Derrick Rose, gone. Phil Jackson, gone. I'm tired of this madness where the New York Knicks cannot get over the hump, where they finally have something to look forward to in Kristaps Porzingis, who is going to be a top 10 player in the NBA for years to come, and they just love to screw it up. I'm done. I'm done with Derrick Rose. I'm done with Phil Jackson.
All right. Any questions, comments, inferences, Kyle?
Zero.
Okay.
You agree?
I am not 100% agreeance, but I understand everything.
I think
good
Derrick
enough.
Rose was having a family issue. I think if he's having a family
you
issue...
You don't just not show up.
Yeah, there's certainly
he
a way to handle that.
He could have contacted anybody in this day and age.
There's certainly a way to handle that, but I don't know if he handled that right. In terms
it's,
of...
It's shades of Stephon Marbury back in the
so
day.
So you think it's time for them to clean house except for Kristaps? Because they went out and they got Anthony, they got D-Rose, they got Noah. And they have Kristaps.
Oh, Joakim Noah, that's one of the worst contracts in the NBA right now up until this point. Phil Jackson threw so much money at him, and he's a bust. He can't do anything anymore. The guy, Joakim Noah, is so past his prime that he's consistent, maybe one every other 4 games right now. And this whole Knicks organization is a mess. They looked pretty good early on in their first 30 games or so. Now they've lost 9 out of 10 last games. They finally won a game against the Bulls the other night. But they're losing to the 76ers. They're losing to the Pelicans. It's a mess. And I love Carmelo Anthony. I really do. A guy who wants to be in New York City, that's hard to get for a Knicks fan. We don't get many players who want to be here. And for Carmelo to want to be here.
That's a shame.
I love it, but he's not playing good. And he's kind of hurting this team at this moment.
All right. Well, thank you for teeing it up. Kyle, we'll move over to you. What do you got?
Boom. MVP in the NFL. And injury talk, because for the entire season, we saw Derek Carr lead the Oakland Raiders into something so profound and impressive. At one point, I believe they were 10-2. Every single time he stepped out on the field, we knew that he was going to do something special, and he did. And he had Michael Crabtree and Amari Cooper. And every single game, Latavius Murray would have great just movement because of the leadership of Derek Carr. You would pan and watch him on the sidelines, and he would literally be pumping his defense up, his offensive lineup. Every moment, everything spoke about an MVP. He was the person that got that team fired up in every situation. Then he got hurt, and then he got injured. And in this situation, I think that it would behoove people to look at this injury and understand what it did to the team and how important and valuable this player actually is in Derek Carr and what he brought to the table, because I think he still deserves the MVP. You guys may agree or disagree with me, and that's okay. And I understand there are a lot of people and a lot of really good players that are considered MVP as well. In this season and in this situation, I think that Derek Carr should not be punished as the MVP just because he was injured.
All right. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Because, first of all, are you saying that there's more of a, emotional aspect? Because what is the MVP based on? Is it based more on paper? Or is it based more on how the team does? Or is it based more on, how much a player fires up the team?
Well,
what are you basing it on?
Most valuable player. right? That's what MVP means. So what player brings the most value to the team as a whole? It can't be just a person who is, you know, a really good on paper, because if that's the case, then there's like six or seven MVPs. But
yeah, well, there's your case against Drew Brees right there. Good on paper. If that's the case, then, like you were saying before, Peyton Manning, when he got injured and the Colts went 2-14, should have been MVP that year.
Exactly.
Most valuable to the team. Because there's that old saying, you know, you don't know what you have until it's gone. Once you lose something and the team sucks, I don't think that should be taken into account of how somebody should be an MVP. MVP should be based on how the player does when they're playing.
And how did Derek?
In regards to team
success. Listen, I think he did great. I really think he did great. But I think that there were a couple players that did better than him. I think I would put Brady, Rodgers, Ryan, and maybe Dak.
You put Matt Ryan in front of him or Dak?
And definitely Ezekiel Elliott, because I think he should be the MVP.
Wow.
So I would put all of them in front of him. Honestly, but I think he had a really good team around him, too. I really do. I'm hopeful for the future. I really am.
Look, I teed it up, and I hit it as hard as I could.
All right. Thank you.
I'm in the bunker.
I thought it was good.